Welcome to the Prepare for Change radio show. My name is Dove, and I'll be your host. Well, I'm here today with Pragit and Julianne of the Stargate Experience, and I'm very excited to share the Stargate with everyone out there. And I had the fortune of being at the Conscious Life Expo this year and was invited to attend a very special Stargate experience, and I'm really inspired, very transported, and I want to share this with all of you. So welcome, Pragit and Julianne.
Hi, lovely to be with you, Doug.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, why don't we just start off and talk a little bit about what the Stargate is and how you got to find out about it and began working with it. I know that word is something that many of us have heard about, but not really sure how to, you know, it be connected to it. And it seems like it's a portal to the stars and also to other dimensions. Maybe you can talk about these other dimensions that we connect to.
Well, actually, it's a portal to many dimensions, not just the stars. It's an access point to ascended masters, your higher self, your own innate intelligence, and so on. To answer the first part of the question, how I came to know of it, well, actually what happened was I was living on Maui about 26 or 27 years ago now, and my guide came to me, totally a big surprise for me. I was actually receiving a massage, and this voice started to speak through me. It took me quite a while to trust in what was happening, but the guide announced himself as Alcazar. And he started bringing through information for individuals and then guiding meditation groups. And after about a year, he said he would like me to build a structure. He said it would be called a Stargate and it would be an interdimensional doorway. So that's how it happened. About, I think it was about 26 years ago that I actually created the first one. Since then, I've been working with it around the world and made lots more. So there's many people working with them all over the world now.
Great. And I'm sure people will see the pictures that we have on our website. And can you explain how the physical structure itself works to create that connection?
So the physical structure is an anchor for the consciousness of the Stargate. So the reason sacred geometry is called sacred is because it has the ability to hold a higher dimensional consciousness. So that's how the energy field is actually generated, and that's how the Stargate works in direct coordination with the intention of the group, basically.
Yeah, when we start to work with a group or even an individual, the first thing we do is ask for the etheric Stargate, which is the consciousness of the Stargate, to actually activate, to start to respond to us. And it's that energetic consciousness that actually supports the opening into these other dimensional realities.
So when a higher dimension comes in, does it sort of push away some of the lower dimensions and gives us an experience for at least that time of what those higher dimensions are like?
I would say it's more like the higher dimensions are always present within us here. We just have this enhanced sensitivity to it in this energy field.
Yeah, absolutely. All the dimensions are here in this space as well. It's just that we focus in almost entirely on the third dimension. We've been living at such a low frequency, a low consciousness for so many lifetimes that we've really become almost unaware of these higher dimensional realities. And the Stargate is designed to assist us in reconnecting to the vastness of the reality that we actually live in that we're unaware of.
So that's what are the experiences people are having as you travel around and share it around the world?
Oh, numerous. It's almost difficult to describe some of them. Some are really obvious.
Well, some people have like physical healings happen. Last time we were in Europe, we had two separate people in different countries have scoliosis of the spine just totally straighten out. I've been there when this guy couldn't smell for 6 years, and it was an evening in a living room. And after the first meditation, he raised his hand and he said, "I can smell the bread baking in the oven." So that's always cool.
So from the physical, then there's been people experiencing remembering past lives and past abilities. So over the years, there's a number of people that have actually dropped the profession that they've been in and started to work as healers. People have had their inner vision open, various psychic senses open, like this guy who could start seeing the beings that were coming into the room. What else? Major shifts in people's what they like to call blocks that we carry, which are basically limitations that we've accepted over the lifetimes, and particularly in this lifetime. And that's what we really focus on these days, is removing those things that are limiting us so that we can actually expand into who we truly are and start living our lives in a totally different way.
That sounds like very practical and very healing at the same time for, you know, what we put our attention to. And if we're not aware of something, how can we interact with it? How can we move towards it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, our focus is very practical. It's not about giving information. Although there's a lot of information that comes, that's secondary. It's truly about having an experience. And so when we actually work with the Stargate, we ask the etheric Stargate to vibrate faster and faster. And that actually moves us up to what we would call the 12th dimension. And in that place, everyone becomes far more sensitive to the benevolent beings that exist in these higher dimensions. And so when we invite them in, people can actually feel them coming into the space. You can feel the angels, for example. You can feel the ascended masters, or the Pleiadians, or Arcturians, or whoever it is that want to come in and share their energies with us.
And one of the most enjoyable, also and joyful, aspects is that you can also feel your own beingness way more, and it's just beautiful to be in that state.
So you mentioned the etheric Stargate, and I know we have our own astral and causal and other dimensional bodies, I guess. So objects possibly have their own etheric bodies as well.
Well, the Stargate is an anchor for this consciousness, the same way as your physical body is an anchor for your consciousness. It's just a different shape.
I see.
So, yeah, many things carry consciousness.
And is the shape being a pyramid, is that connected to, let's say, the ancient pyramids in Egypt or some of the other civilizations? I've heard of stargates from ancient civilizations. Is that something they were working with?
Yes, Stargates is a general term for a doorway, basically. In the movie, the Stargate made that very well known. It's an access point. There's all kinds of types of Stargate. We work with the Galactic Command. They have Stargates on their ships. They're a slightly different geometric form, because they're in a higher dimension, and so they work with different geometries in that dimension, but they all connect up. So the stargates that we have around the world all connect up together and create what we call a Stargate grid system. And when we're working with our Stargate, the energies that we're working with are simultaneously radiated out from the other stargates around the world. And so when we're working with a group, it's not just those few people that are there in the room. We're working with literally thousands of people that are open to receiving these energies, whether they're aware of it in the moment or not. It's just adding to the morphic field of humanity.
That sounds like a very important work, a mission to activate what's our potential. As you travel, do you feel you're activating points of the geography of the land, or sacred places? Does that sometimes have an effect on the location that you choose?
I wouldn't say that we're particularly activating most of the time, although in the past I have actually been taken by my guide Alcazar to various locations in order to work with the energy of the land. This is going back quite a long time now, but the earth grids actually shifted many years ago. And that was a very physical thing. The magnetic grid shifted. Even the airports had to change the numbers at the ends of the runways to accommodate this shift in the magnetic field. And so prior to that, I was asked to go to a certain number of places on the Earth, work with the Stargate in order to facilitate some of this movement that was about to happen. But right now, our focus is much more with individuals, supporting each person awakening to their greater potential. Another aspect, which has just started since 2012, is that we are connecting a lot more strongly with what we call Pleiadian communication portals. People that are familiar with Kryon's work, Kryon calls these time capsules, but in fact they're the same thing. It's a way of communicating with these higher dimensions, particularly the Pleiadians.
They're like cosmic receivers and transmitters of information.
And Julianne, you came to this work from a different perspective. I understand you have a science background.
Yes, I do. I was about to go into osteopathic medicine, which interested me because I wanted to help people. Ever since I was little, I was very interested in helping people. And I started out as a psychology major. Then I decided I wanted to help people on all levels. And so when I found the Stargate, I just was totally blown away because it's such a paradigm shift. And like to see people have instant healing, I was like, well, this is amazing. And this is truly helping people on all levels. But also I decided to pursue it because I could feel a potential activating in my own beingness or my ability to connect, you know, to the universe, which feels like completely amazing. So it was like an opportunity I couldn't really pass up.
One of the amazing things about the Stargate work is that it works on a quantum level. And so people can experience it anywhere in the world at the same moment that we're working with these energies. We do webinars which guide people through meditations with the Stargate. And in fact, just recently in Russia, people were absolutely stunned about the energies that they could feel coming from, in fact, it was Julianne that was guiding those meditations. And they were amazed that they could feel such intense energies in Russia when we're over here in Mount Shasta in California.
Well, it feels like people have the awareness of the wonders of the world that exist, how just on its own, it's just amazing to be part of this planet with nature and millions of years of evolution. And yet, you know, for us to be so distant from all that intelligence seems a shame. So perhaps if we take a journey through the Stargate to those dimensions, we'll have an understanding that we're connected to all that intelligence. Maybe Absolutely. We can have a journey and take us and meet Alcazar.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely the best part of the Stargate.
Yeah, we'd be more than happy to share that with you.
All right, well, let's take a little musical break. And when we come back, we're going to have Pragit and Julianne lead us, and we'll meet Alcazar and experience the Stargate.
Beloved ones, we greet thee, tis Alcazar. And it is indeed a great honor to be with you in this moment of your time. There are a few things that we would like to share with you. Understand that as we are talking with you, we are communicating on an energetic level. These words are simply to occupy the mind. The words are secondary. The energetic that we are transmitting to you individually, no matter where you are and what on your timeline, where you are existing. It does not matter when you listen to this, for we will be working with you in your moment. So, we would like to introduce you to what we call an etheric stargate, for it is possible to connect with the stargate energies wherever you are. And so in order to do this, we simply invite you to relax and we will guide you through a short meditation. So be comfortable either seated or lying down. And whenever we work with the stargate, we always start by inviting the energies of the earth. Now, throughout this meditation, we are going to suggest various things for you to ask for. Just ask for them internally, no need to speak them out loud. And so the first thing we are going to suggest is each one of you asking inside for the energies of the earth, the energies of Gaia, to come up into your body, into your energy field. Just asking inside for the energies of the earth. And just feel. For some of you, if you are relaxed, might already feel the energy of the earth gently coming to you. Do not be concerned if you do not feel these energies right away. They will get stronger throughout the meditation. All that is required on your part to have an experience is to join with the asking and have the intention of allowing self to be bathed in the energies that will be coming to you. And so now we ask each one of you, just ask inside for an etheric stargate. Just calling for an etheric stargate and just visualizing or imagining yourself being surrounded by a stargate. If you do not know what it looks like, imagine yourself being surrounded by a pyramid. And just imagine the bars or the tubes of the pyramid coming down around you and just feeling yourself as you are seated or lying down inside the pyramid or inside a stargate right now. And now asking for the activation of the stargate. And so we call for the activation of your etheric stargate. And what will start to happen is a very gentle energy field will begin to grow around you just by you asking for the activation of your etheric stargate. And what we are going to do now is we are going to ask your etheric stargate to start vibrating faster and faster. And as it vibrates faster and faster, it moves into different dimensional realities. The other dimensions are not somewhere else. They are all here. They are simply vibration. And so we are vibrating the stargate quite fast now. It's already moved into that which you would call the fifth dimension. And it continues to vibrate faster, moving up through the fifth into the sixth, continuing up into the seventh. And in this seventh dimension, we are going to pause for a few moments. Now, your etheric stargate is vibrating at the seventh dimensional level right now. So each one of you asking inside for a strong seventh dimensional energy field in your etheric stargate. We call for a strong seventh dimensional energy field in the etheric stargates. And as you simply relax into the seventh dimension, what will start to happen is your own natural energy will also begin to vibrate faster. You will also start to connect into the seventh dimensional energy field. It is not something that you do. It happens quite naturally. We just invite you to relax into the gentle energies. And these energies will slowly get stronger. So no concern if you are not yet feeling them. Just be relaxed and allow. And we continue now to vibrate the Stargate energies faster and faster, moving up out of the seventh dimension into the eighth. And as it continues to vibrate, it moves through the eighth dimensional frequency ranges into the ninth, merging now from the ninth into the tenth dimension, continuing to accelerate, vibrating faster and faster, moving through the tenth dimension into the 11th. And now, as we continue to accelerate, we merge from the 11th into the 12th, where again we ask the Stargate to pause. So your Stargate is now vibrating at a 12th dimensional level. And again, we ask each one of you just to ask inside for a strong 12th dimensional energy field. We call for a strong 12th dimensional energy in your etheric Stargate. And exactly the same thing will happen. As you relax into this 12th dimensional energy field, your own vibration will continue to rise until you too are in harmony, in balance with the 12th dimension, your vibrations matching those of the energies around you. It is that simple. It is that easy. Just relaxing into this 12th dimensional energy field. And as we have said a little earlier, when you are vibrating in this 12th dimensional energy, you become more sensitive to the benevolent beings who exist in these higher dimensional levels, beings who are available to assist you in your awakening process. They are waiting for you. It is not that you have to connect to the intelligences. The intelligence of these beings are always available. They are in a quantum nature. They can communicate with you anytime when you open up to their presence. And so we will start with a very gentle introduction to other dimensions. And so we are going to connect first to that which you would call the angelic realm. And so we ask each one of you now to ask with a strong intention, just asking inside for the presence of the angels. We call for the presence of the angelic realm. And just feel. And can you feel there's a gentle shift in the energy? The angels are responding to your asking. Invite them closer. Come closer. Just feeling the energy of the angels responding to you. It is that simple. It is that easy. When you are in this 12th dimensional energy field, you can feel them. Invite them closer. What is occurring right now is their vibration, their presence is vibrating your energy field. That is how you feel them. You feel the vibrations in your energy field. The magic, if you will, of this Stargate work is that the energy that is vibrating you right now is vibrating your energy field, but much more than that, it is vibrating your very DNA. Your DNA exists on multiple levels, not just on the physical. And these higher dimensional DNAs, much of it is dormant, inactive right now. And the vibrations from the Stargate and the angelic realm are actually vibrating this DNA, creating a gentle reawakening for some parts of your DNA. This is how the Stargate creates change for individuals. It can create physical change, as you have heard, but it also connects you to your psychic abilities, so-called psychic abilities, which in truth are simply your ability to sense as you do in the physical on these higher dimensional levels. It is possible when your inner vision is opened to see us as we come to you. Many people do. Many more are beginning to open up this ability to connect visually to these higher dimensions. So the angels are going to remain with you. And so right now, we are going to call for some of the ascended masters. They are humans who have lived on your earth and become what you call enlightened. They have reached their quantum self. They are living in their quantum self. The ascended masters have left the body now. Many are known to you, but there are thousands of them, mostly unknown. So we will call a few that you are very aware of. The first we will call is a very beautiful energy of the divine feminine. It is one that is known to thousands and thousands and thousands of you around the world. It is the one whom we call the Blessed Mother, the mother of the one known as Jesus, the Nazarene. And so we ask each one of you to ask inside now for the presence of the Blessed Mother Mary. We call for the presence of the Blessed Mother Mary, or Maria, and just feel, here she comes, Mother Mary, coming closer, her energy gently getting stronger. The Blessed Mother Mary, coming to you, divine feminine energy. Again, you can feel her because her vibration vibrates your energy field, and in fact, she too is vibrating your DNA at this very moment with her presence, with her vibration. It is this simple, this easy. Another master now, another who is well known, and this one carries the vibration of the divine male. He is the one who is known as the Buddha. And so we ask each one of you now, just ask inside for the presence of the Buddha. We call for the presence of the Lord Buddha. And just feel. Again, the energy changes. Divine masculine energy now. The Buddha bringing his presence to you. Coming simply because you have asked. Feeling his presence. The Buddha coming closer. His vibration joining the angels and the Mother Mary. Very good. And as you have known and talked about, we connect to beings beyond in your star systems. So let us have a little taste of that during this experience also. And so we will ask you now to invite the presence of the Pleiadians, a star family who are very connected to the earth. And so we call for the presence of representatives from the Pleiades. And just feel, here they come, the Pleiadians. Feel their energy, a different sensation. The Pleiadians very gently coming close, gently moving into your space. Respectfully coming to you, the Pleiadians, star families. They have lived amongst you here on your earth, and they are available to you any moment in your meditations. Very good. And one more star family, the Arcturans. So again, we invite you to invite them. We call for the presence of the Arcturans, and feel, here they come. Again, the gentle energy, they come respectfully. They honor you and your thoughts and your emotions. They come as close as you will allow them to come. Their vibration also vibrating you at the level of the DNA. And so now you are being vibrated by the angels, the masters, and these star families. And before we complete, we are going to invite a group who are known as the Unicorns. They too are a star family. They too have lived amongst you on this your earth. And now people are beginning to open once more to their presence. They are not simply storybook characters. They are a reality. And so they communicate mainly through sound. And this one, Julianne, is going to bring through the sounds of the Unicorns.
And so first, each one of you asking inside for the presence of the unicorns. We call for the presence of the unicorns. And just feel, here they come. And you can invite them to come closer if you wish.
And so, beloved ones, a taste of the unicorn energies. And so, in completion of this very short experience, there are a few things that we would like to say to you. Humanity is the new kid on the block, so to speak. Humanity is only just beginning to awaken. The so-called star families, the intelligent beings around your universe have gone through this process also, this process of awakening, this process of becoming enlightened. We are available to assist you. We have no ulterior motive other than to bring your awareness of the vastness of the universe and the vastness that you are. Understand, beloved ones, you have a quantum nature. You have a vastness that you have forgotten about. It is time to know thyself. It is time to be free of the limitations that bind you. It is so easy. It is so simple. This, your Stargate, is a leading edge device to assist humanity in reawakening. The universe awaits. Beloved ones, we love thee and we bless thee. We honor thee. And we will talk to you again very soon. So that's a taste of Alcazar, and we hope that some of you have actually sat and meditated with this to actually feel some of the energies. It's a very small taste. When we work with the Stargate over an evening or a workshop, it gets extremely powerful, and that's when changes really start to happen for individuals. Great.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for that. That was just fantastic, and I did have that experience at the expo, and now this is rekindling that depth, that connection that I was feeling, and I missed it.
Beautiful.
And the unicorn edition was really, really sweet and special, and you could feel this energy that we wonder about, and it's a mystery, but feeling, you know, we feel things that helps us determine what we like and what we don't, and sure, it feels nice to feel that energy.
When the unicorns return, then we have truly learned to accept each other, sister and brother, as who we are, hearts filled with heavenly love, a noble place we've earned. When the unicorns return, seven veils hide them from the sight. Though we ride in dreams at night, through hills of tomorrow, beyond our sorrows, peaceful, brave, and free. 'Twas the highest destiny. Flowers, fields, and ancient ferns. When the unicorns return, and if you land upon the shore, where are you lost? Is there once more?
Quite a bit from him.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm totally a different person, and I'm living a very different experience. I mean, apart from the gift that having the Stargate and being able to just travel around the world and meet people in so many different countries and with so many different cultural influences, it's been absolutely amazing. But what I realize is that on the whole, people are the same everywhere. You know, it's the politicians that create the differences in these different countries and the different ways that we interact together. But people themselves are really beautiful. And everybody is in this process of change right now, whether they're aware of it or not.
Right. I've heard that politicians are the chameleons, and they change the color according to what the is around them in their environment. And then, yeah. You know, if we, as we're doing, bring forth these higher dimensions, as we find who we are, as we express the deeper parts of ourselves that connect with all of us, then maybe our politicians will shed those colors as well, share those colors.
Well, they're changing as well. Just slowly, but I mean, things are changing in the world, and that's great.
So you live in a special place, and Mount Shasta, there's a lot of intrigue and mystery about Telos, the underground city, and the spaceport that we hear about. What information can you share about Mount Shasta? That must be a special place to be with this work.
It certainly is. We could talk for hours on that. The energies of Mount Shasta are really quite amazing, and most people that have been here are aware of that. And then when we add the Stargate frequencies to that, which amplifies everything, it's quite amazing. It's known by many that the Mount Shasta is a doorway into the inner earth, into Telos. And when we work, particularly when we work here in Mount Shasta, we are visited many times by the masters of Lemuria and the masters from Atlantis who have been living in the inner city of Telos, awaiting the time when humanity raises their vibration again, so that they can actually share with us once more the wisdom and knowledge that we had in those times. And that's beginning to happen now. It's incredible. They come into the workshops and they transmit frequencies, energies, downloads, codes into the participants. And it's a very tangible experience and very beautiful. And of course, the mountain is also known as a place where the Galactic Command, the ships come in and out. They come into the mountain and they communicate and connect with the inner city. And so there's a lot of activity of the galactic in this area as well. And so it's really great for us because it makes it very simple to connect with the various craft when we're working with the Stargate. And of course, it's an incredible natural beauty here. It's just wonderful. A great gift to be here.
It is. It's very fun. And it's by far, it's the Stargate work that we get to do here is just like so much deeper than anywhere else. And, you know, it is very deep other places. But when you come here, it's just like an added dimension somehow.
There's one of the Pleiadian time capsules, or as Alcazar calls them, communication portals in the mountain. And we're very close to that. And so very often in a workshop, we'll actually take people to connect with this time capsule. That's the kind of work that we do in different physical locations. We, on the island of Maui, for example, where the Stargate was actually created, there's a time capsule there also. And we've done a lot of work in Maui over many, many years.
Maui is the place where Alcazar first came through Pragit, and it's also the place where Alcazar first came through me. So it's a very special place, birthplace of the Stargate.
I suppose being so isolated there from the vibrations that you get to experience a singular experience of connecting, and same with Mount Shasta. And
And also, I mean, the Hawaiian Islands are the remnants of the continent of Lemuria. And so there's that very strong Lemurian energy there also.
Right. So having Mount Shasta as a connection to the other planets, maybe they're part of a galactic confederation that's holding the vibration for all of us to experience. How is music a part of it? I know you use music in your experiences. How has music helped intergalactically, let's say, it's a vibration?
Yeah, the music is a very important part of our meditations because it helps people relax. Music carries frequencies also, so oftentimes the guides will actually work with the music, and it can be like really fun and amazing, like how spot on, like the energy will change and the music will be like, you know, it's just like total correlation with the music. It's like a quantum level that we're just kind of not really aware of, but it's perfect.
We have several musicians that have come to our workshops and actually channeled music for the Stargate during the meditations. And we record that and then we use that in subsequent workshops. So very often the music that we're using is music that was channeled specifically to go with the Stargate work and the Stargate energies. Mm-hmm. And that works really well.
And I noticed we started by honoring the Earth and feeling the energies of the planet as perhaps the grounding and the first dimension that we're starting from. And how is the future as far as our technology? Are we going to continue to be on a path of harmony with the planet? Are there technologies that were being brought that are helping to heal our planet? I know there's a dissonance between a lot of technologies that harm the planet and where we're trying to go. How is the Galactics and the Pleiadians and the Arcturians feeling about the healing of our planet?
Well, it's actually really true that we have all of the solutions already. Even on the 3D level, we have all the solutions to fix our problems. But there is amazing assistance that can be brought from these star families. They have extremely advanced technologies that can help us clean up our oceans, clean the pollution. But they can't do that without an agreement among humanity that that's what we want. So this is sort of, in part, what the Stargate work is doing, to first make us aware of these, you know, other civilizations, and then to start to bring more of a harmony among humanity so that we can begin to welcome in some of this higher dimensional assistance.
Governments around the world are totally aware of these other star families, these civilizations. And Alcazar has said that the Galactic Command, which is basically a group which comprises of all the different civilizations who've come together specifically to assist humanity in this awakening, the Galactic Command has approached every single government on the planet and said, we will give you technologies that will assist you in balancing the earth, the oceans, the air, technologies to give you free energy so you can access energy freely. We can give you assistance so that you can grow food plentifully and so on. How you can energies, vibrational energies that will heal and balance the body. And they said, we can give you all this. And the conditions are that you stop killing each other. You stop allowing people to live on the street, people to be starving. When you start to take care of each other, then we can start to take care of you. And they've promised this, or they've offered this to every single government. And Alcazar said that every single government refused to accept that offer. They didn't want to be the first ones to stop being aggressive or defensive and to start taking care of the people in their country. And so because of that, the Galactic Command and the various civilizations are communicating through individuals and groups until there's enough of humanity that changes the way that we allow our governments to manipulate and control us. And slowly, slowly, that's happening. We've seen it in that so-called Arab Spring, which has still got a long way to go, but that was an uprising of people wanting to take charge of their lives. And more of that is needed around the world, in the States too.
That's interesting. So it's almost a contract that we on Earth need to show our interest in rising in consciousness in order to receive and appreciate the gifts that they have to share.
Exactly. Yeah. And there was a major shift in consciousness at the end of 1212. I mean, it was a big build-up, and many people made the choice on some level that they really want to live in peace and harmony with each other, and that this old way of fighting and killing and warfare and male domination, there's enough people have changed their viewpoint, wanting to live in peace and harmony, that it actually shifted the level of consciousness on the planet. And it's continuing to rise. And it's that raising of the consciousness that's allowing new children to come in and to maintain a higher level of consciousness than we adults have. And it's the children that are really going to bring in changes to the planet. The younger generations, and it's really happening. It's really, really happening.
Well, it is exciting. It is. It's an amazing time that we had going towards the 12-12, and now, you know, where are we going in the future? I know that the pyramids and sacred sites have a fascination, and I think that's what people feel when they look at the pyramid or a sacred site, is that some sort of Stargate connection, some feeling they have that this is a portal or connection to something beyond that we can aspire to find in ourselves. And it would be something to have, you know, Stargates in our, or some symbols, some monuments in our cities, perhaps that are spiritual, that are reminding us of our multi-dimensional beings, so we don't forget ourselves as we travel about. That just seems like maybe part of the future with the Stargate, that there could be.
Well, there's already hundreds of Stargates around the world. We don't have any really huge ones, but in a way, that's not necessary. They're just people having their own little individual Stargate that creates an energy field, it creates an interest, and that also just helps in changing the planetary energies. And the work that we do is branching out, you know, through support from people like yourselves who are just allowing the connections to go out. We have a really beautiful website called thestargateexperience.com where people can find out more about what we're doing.
And you can get more of the experience there too. We have recorded meditations. So as you experience today, you can enter those states of beingness, you know, whenever you want.
Mm. Well, I encourage people to do that and follow up and stay connected to this experience you just had.
Dove, as you were talking about having you know, spiritual monuments in cities, it's like we're on that trajectory of entering into these really creative, beautiful places on Earth with humanity. But it also reminded me of our guide Alcazar has said for a long time, since the Stargate first came through, that it's going to be used, the Stargate structure eventually is going to be used for teleportation. So we very well might have some gigantic Stargates in different cities in the world.
Not this year, though.
Yeah, not this year.
Well, I got to see the Stargate, and I was fascinated how it was shaped. It has a pyramid shape, but it has more. It's more complex, the sacred geometry of how the copper and the bars are connected in these angles. Yeah. And that just that's a reminder of many things, the sacred geometry of how we're all connected to each other through these hubs and information comes through and energy flows, and so Stargate is a symbol of interconnected reality people.
Well, our scientists tell us that everything is just vibration. You know, even what we consider to be solid matter is just vibration, and the way that we're moving is into what we call vibrational healing. Even our medical science is beginning to realize that now. And that's exactly what the Stargate is. It's literally vibrational healing. It's connecting people in a way that they can experience these other beings, and simply by being in their presence, change happens.
I like what you said, Julianne, about in your field of medicine, and then you realize that this healing was happening with just the vibrational side of it. And that why, you know, you don't want it to have to go to fix something and then it goes back. You want to get to the core of the situation. You want it to heal from the inside out too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I've learned from my own experience that it's very important to support the physical as well, you know, like with these higher dimensional vibrations. If you couple that with supporting your physical body in a really conscious way, like just eating foods that really support you, it can be a really beautiful synergy that moves you forward even faster. Mm. Yeah. But absolutely, with the vibrational healing, it's just, it's so much fun, and it's so mysterious. I would love to hear like science someday be able to explain that.
Mm. Yeah, there was a woman in Germany. She was a nurse, and had an accident on a bicycle. She stopped breathing for a while, and her optical nerve died. And her doctors told her that it would be impossible for her to see again. And she came to a weekend workshop and she got her sight back in about half an hour. And, you know, they say it's impossible.
That's fantastic.
But it's not. It's just attitude and intention and just allowing, inviting the healing, inviting the balance to happen. It doesn't, you know, our minds can't really grasp yet how it works, but it does.
It does. And I think that's where we need to follow our heart. We need to continually, every day, meditate, be aware of what's good for us, what so we could follow paths that lead us to these type of situations where we can experience greater harmony and who we are. And this has been a wonderful interview, and I'm really happy we got to bring you on the show today, both of you. You have such gifts and insights and wonderful intent to bring this forth, and I wish you all the best with this, and we hope many of our listeners will be able to see you in the future in person.
So thank you very much, Dove. It's been great to spend some time with you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Yeah, so much love and take care.
Absolutely. Many blessings to you, and we hope to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mm-hmm.